I'm just going to give you a little, I wanted to give you a little icebreaker. It's titled, Never Argue with Children. A little girl was talking to her teacher about whales. The teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human being because even though it was a very large mammal, its throat was very small. The little girl stated that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Irritated, the teacher reiterated that a whale could not swallow a human. It was physically impossible. The little girl said, "Well, when I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." The teacher asked, "What if Jonah went to hell?" The little girl replied, "Then you can ask him." Let's pray. Lord, I just pray now as I just share a few thoughts that, Lord, you would just use me and just speak into people's lives. Now I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, during lockdown, when I worked in the office, do you remember the emails I used to send out? I used to love sending hymns out. I'm trying to see you, but I can't see a thing through these glasses apart from my words. And I would love to send out hymns. Trying to encourage people every day. And I'd like to read behind the experiences of the hymn, why it was written. And perhaps none was more tragic than the events that inspired Horatio Spafford to compose the words to a beautiful hymn. Spafford was a successful lawyer and a friend of the evangelist D.L. Moody, whose investments and assets were largely wiped out by the Great Chicago Fire. His only son also died from scarlet fever. And wanting to have some time away and to regroup, he decided to take his wife and four young daughters on an extended trip to Europe, where he also planned to assist Moody with one of his evangelistic tours. They booked a ship voyage across the Atlantic. But at the last minute, Spafford was delayed by urgent business. So, being the good dad, he decided to send on his wife and his daughters ahead of him. But several days later, he received a telegram from his wife. And there was just two words, and it just said, "Survived alone." The ship had collided with another vessel in the middle of the ocean, which sent the ship and most of its passengers to the bottom of the sea. Somehow, his wife was saved. Utterly devastated, Stafford nevertheless headed out on another ship shortly afterwards to meet his wife. As his ship sailed toward the middle of the Atlantic, the captain told Spafford, "This is right about here where the ship went down." What an overwhelming feeling must have coursed through his body at that moment, thinking that his dearly beloved young daughters were right there, a mile or so beneath him. Rather than being completely crushed, or perhaps in spite of, Stafford returned to his cabin and penned some words to him. I doubt that he never, ever fully recovered from his losses, but at that moment, at least he knew that God was in control and that the Almighty held him close. Does anybody know what the hymn was? When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roam, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. I just want to read today from Isaiah 43, and as I read, you'll understand why I shared that hymn. Isaiah 43, 1-3. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I will give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba for your stead. In Isaiah here we see that by Israel's constant disobedience, God's people had forfeited all right to his care, yet he forgives. In all their sufferings, he is beside them, and he will set them free again. Why? Simply because he loves them. And despite all that has gone on, God still speaks to his people and says in Isaiah, but now. It starts with, but now. And that is really important, the but now. The past is gone. It's now a new era. But God is saying, but now. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear. I have redeemed you. He identifies himself as their creator and the one who formed them. And we can read that in Genesis chapter 1, that God created Israel out of nothing. I just want to say today, church, that what God did with Israel is done with us. He created them, he's created us, he's formed us. And just like he created and formed them and gave them promises, the promises that he made to the children of God in them days are still the same promises that he makes to his children, us, in our lifetime. God spoke then, and God through the Holy Spirit still speaks to us through his word. I just want to make three quick little points on it. Number one, don't think, church, that there's something wrong with you if you go through trials. Often we can feel we've done something wrong, and quite often someone can make us feel that we've got a trial because we've done something spiritually not right. But you know, the minute you become a Christian, it don't guarantee that you don't get no trials. We go through life, we're in life, and we will get trials. Our life's not going to be absolutely perfect, because actually we all know that life happens and trials happen even to the children of God. They happen to the rich and famous, and we read headlines and that we can see. They happen to royalty. The royal family, they seem to be going through their trials at this point in time, many, many trials, and they happen to ordinary people like you and me. Trials are no respecter of persons. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I've summoned you by name. And that same God who created Jacob and formed Israel is the God who has created us and formed us. He tells us not to fear. We've been redeemed. You know, to redeem is to buy something back. We've been redeemed. We've been saved from sin and hell, and we've been brought back by the precious blood of Jesus. It goes on to say that God knows your name. I don't know about you, church, but on a Sunday, I actually struggle sometimes now to remember people's names, especially people that are new in the church. And forgive me if I go up to you and I might look a bit vague sometimes. I've had to put on my phone as well, so get my phone out and add these names to my phone so I can try and remember next time. But here it says that God knows our names. God knows your names today, and he calls you by name. Do you know, among all the millions of believers around the world, God doesn't forget. He don't forget your name. He knows your name. It's implanted on him. He knows your name, and he calls you by name. And actually, he knows your address. And by that, I mean he does know where you live. But by that, I mean that he knows where you are at this particular point in time. He knows, church, what you're going through as an individual. John 16 says, I have told you these things so that in you you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. We only need to look around the world to see Christians are really facing many kinds of trials and troubles. People are being persecuted for their faith. People go without food. Christians are caught up in many wars and many kinds of troubles. But we read in Isaiah that there will be all kinds of troubles and tribulations. There will be waters, there will be rivers, and there will be fires. I remember in our youth days in Leeds, we had a youth group of about 100 people. And we used to go every year, we used to like getting on a couch and going up to places like Malham and going and doing a hike. We would often get lost while we were out there walking, but you could always guarantee that if we came across some water, one of us, or actually many of us, would end up in it. I've actually got a fear of water, probably because I can't swim. I remember as a child, the first time I went to a swimming pool, do you remember in the old swimming pools and the cubicles used to be right along the swimming pool edge? And I remember the first ever time and I've come out of this cubicle, jumped in, and I've just gone straight up, blowing bubbles, fighting to breathe. So I've got a fear of water. But on this particular day, I was one of the ones that had been thrown in as well. I think because I was probably goading people. But have you ever jumped into freezing cold water or still been pushed in? And it just absolutely takes your breath away. You have to catch your breath. And I actually did start to panic, but Isaiah tells us that there will be waters in this life. Waters that will absolutely chill us to our bone. There'll be other trials that will sweep us off our feet. And then when we think, wow, I'm glad I'm through that trial, then there'll be fire. Church, we will go through trials simply because we are children of God. But you know, life can often leave us with scars. We go through many things, and God does bring us through, but life often leaves us with scars and wounds. And I want to say today, church, don't be afraid to show your scars and your wounds. It's not wrong. We all go through trials. And as Christians, we can so easily brag about all the good things and try and be super spiritual that we never go through any bad things. But we very rarely let people see what it's cost us to follow Jesus. You know, friends, there might be someone here that's going through a trial, and we've heard that today already. But one of us might have gone through that trial, and we could get alongside that person and help them. So be real. Be prepared to show your scars and your wounds. Don't wear masks all the time. It's not a failure to show your emotions and your feelings rather than hiding them. Life can be very hard, and there might be some of us here today that are going through those things. We might feel that we're ready to give up. And some of us might even be questioning our faith. But I want to say, secondly, trials don't destroy believers. Isaiah says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. It doesn't say if you pass through the waters, it says when. And friends, you will go through trials. We won't escape it. It's life. We will go through trials, but these too shall pass. And God has promised in Hebrews 13 that he will never leave us or forsake us. We might at times feel that we're on our own, but God is always with us. You know, Job's a prime example of this. Job went through many waters, many trials. Job lost absolutely everything. He lost his possessions, he lost his family, and so much more. But you know, friends, Job had no less of God despite his loss. And you might have gone through so much loss, but you've got no less of God because God has promised that he's never, ever going to leave you. God is always there. We might feel at times there is not. But when you go through things, you don't have no less of God. And church, whatever you might be going through today, whatever your trial, whatever your loss, you have no less of God because he has always promised to be with us. You know, God gives us the grace that we need just at the right time, just when we need it most. He pours it out upon us. The verse doesn't say, when you walk through the beautiful green grass and pick the lovely flowers, I will be with you. It says, when you walk through the waters. When you pass through the rivers and when you walk through the fires, I will be with you. And you know, church, looking out today, looking at you all, I know that many of you have gone through trials and tribulations. Some we sought to go through these with you. I too have had my trials in my own life. You know, just being a pastor and a wife doesn't exempt you from trials and tribulations. We still go through things. I lost my dad when I was 12, and then we buried our first daughter, Emma, when we were just finishing Bible college. So I've had my trials. And at times I thought, especially with Emma, I thought I would never come through it. The pain was so, when you've lost someone, the pain was just so real. I just felt I was going to die. It was so real. But by God's grace, I'm still here today. There's been times when I've heard what people are going through and thought, whew, wow, I could never go through that if that was me. But you know, you can look out today at each other. And I want to say you're a living testimony, people, of God's goodness and grace. Because I know many of you have been through trials, and yet you've stood and you're still standing. Trials shall not destroy us in the sense that they can separate us from God. And thirdly, trials won't stop us. When you feel you cannot go on, Isaiah says, when you pass through. It doesn't say when you get to the edge of the water, you stop. It says when you pass through. And friends, whatever you're going through today, you're not going through it alone. You're going through with God. You will pass through. The waters will not cover you. But then we see in Isaiah that after the waters comes the fire. You might be thinking, well, water's one thing. I can get through that. But fire, I'm not sure I can get through that. But I want to say today, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I have to admit that if I was caught up in a fire, and even at school with the kids, when we have our fire drills, it's always keep calm. Try and walk out orderly manner and keep calm. But I think if I was caught up in a fire, I think I would be running a bit. But Isaiah says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And there's a calmness there. Isaiah's not telling them to run, scarper for your lives. He's saying, when you walk through the fires, there will be a calmness. Don't we sing that song? There is another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the sea. And should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there is a cross that bears the burden where another died for me. There is another in the fire. Trials shouldn't stop the true believer. You know, trials can be a big divider for the child of God. And sadly, through our ministry, I've known quite a few Christians, as soon as troubles come, they sadly pack it in and walk away. They forget the songs that they sang of God's faithfulness, the promises that they've read in his word, and the times that he's brought them through time and time again. But you know, the true believer remembers the promises of God and clings on and trusts despite of what we're going through. It's easy to trust in God when things are all rosy in the garden, but the true believer still trusts in God when life can be very difficult. I am your God, I will be with you. That's what it also says in Isaiah. It doesn't say someone else's God, but your God. The God who formed you, the God who created you, the God who heals you, the God who knows you, the God who loves you, the God who sees you, the God who sustains you, the God who will bring you through. Life will bring many trials and challenges, and maybe some of you are going through them right now. Could be your finances. Could be your marriage, could be your health, it could be your family, it could be your employment. God knows what you're going through right at this moment in time. Some of you are going through so much pain, but God will bring you through. He's your God, and he knows you by name. God is there with you in your pain. Do you know, if we had the time this morning to speak to those next to us and just ask the question, How has life treated you? I'm sure every one of us will have some stories to tell, and I'm sure many of us will have some scars and wounds as well. But our testimony is today that God has been good. God has been faithful, and he has brought us through. Child of God, I just want to encourage you this morning to stick close to him. And here I'm speaking to myself as well, because often when I go through things and when things come along, even I at times can feel like packing in and walking away. But actually I can't, because I know whom I've believed in, and I know that I can't do life without him. Don't think you can do it on your own. Trust in God. Don't think you can do it on your own. You're part of a bigger family, the family of God. And church, we need each other. Don't we sing another song? God has never failed you, and he won't fail you now. Hold on in there. God won't fail you. He never has, and he never will. Remember, we will have trials, but our trials will not be able to separate or stop our walk with God. Keep trusting. Keep walking. And in finishing, I really felt that the Holy Spirit just laid this upon my heart. I know it's Mother's Day today, but I really want to say something to you men. Do you know, as men, as the head of the family, you want to protect your children. You want to protect your family, whether it be your moms, your wider family. And that's what you want to do as men. But you know, things in life come, and there's nothing that you can do as a father or as a man to stop that. You're not in control of that. And I just felt the Holy Spirit was saying today that I believe that there's someone here today that needs to hear them words, that it's not your fault. Whatever your child or your family has gone through, it's not your fault. There was nothing you could do to stop it. You need to be free from that burden today that you've been carrying, because God is sovereign and he's in control. So whatever you're going through today, remember this verse. And I'm just going to ask Rachel as I read it, and the band just to come. Rachel's just going to finish off with singing this song. Whatever you're going through today, remember this verse. Romans 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Do you know, one day we're going to meet our Saviour, where there's going to be no more suffering, no more pain. But until then, church, can I just encourage you? Whatever you're going through today, God knows. He loves you. He's walking through it with you. And whatever you do, don't give up. Don't give in. Hold on. Yeah? And Rachel's just going to finish with a song for us. Thank you. And I can't feel a thing.
Yes, you have every failure, God. You have every